Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Global Water Healing Meditation, our first Friday of the Month connection. And my name is Mary Getten, and I'm going to be your hostess today. I'm an animal communicator and the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to the new book, Dolphins and Whales Forever. And first I'd like to thank Linda Shea and David Rosenthal of Dolphin Heart World for donating the use of these phone lines so that we can hold this monthly event. And we also have a website now, globalwaterhealing.org. And you can go to that website and sign up to get reminders about the monthly meditations, but there's also an archive of all the recordings on there. So whenever you've got, you know, 20 minutes, a half hour, and want to do a meditation, you can just go on there and click on anyone you like and go ahead and do it. So it's a really great resource now to kind of keep this energy going. I am really excited today to have Donna Kazowitz leading the meditation. I met Donna last year at the Cetacean Summit in Hawaii. It was a wonderful gathering. Linda and David were both there as well as presenters, and we're all going to get together again this year at the second annual Cetacean Summit, which is going to be this time in Dana Point, California. It starts on September 18th. So if you haven't seen the information for that, go to cetaceansummit.com. And we're also having a telesummit, which is a free event that is starting next Monday. And what the telesummit is interviews. Video interviews of all the presenters that are going to be at the summit with some interesting information about who they are, how they got involved, and also a little bit about what we're going to be presenting at the summit. So if you go to cetaceansummit.com, click on the whale, that takes you to the telesummit page, and it's a totally free event. Ah, so, Donna and her
husband. Thank you, Mary.
Huh?
I said, thank you. You did such a great job of covering all the things I wanted to make sure that we mentioned about the Cetacean Summit and what a great gathering it is, and how this particular meditation and project was really kind of born out of our connection with each other and with the Cetacean Nation. So thank you, Linda and David, again, for making the technology possible for us to have these monthly calls, and to you, Mary, for being the power behind it, keeping hosting these calls and keeping us organized and fulfilling the task that I guess it was Granny, the orca, who asked you to keep this energy going and keeping people focusing on healing the waters.
I've got to turn these tones off again. Hold on.
Okay. So hello, everyone. As we said before, I'm Donna Kazowitz, and I'm really grateful to be here with all of you, and I thank each of you for taking your time to join us today. I suspect that each of us has personally witnessed the degradation and pollution of water environments around us. I know for myself, I've witnessed the rapid decline in the water quality in Central Florida and Crystal River, where my parents live, and my mom, Paula, is on the line right now. She's listening in from Crystal River. And over the last few years, we've seen bright green algae growing in the springs and even right around the very mouth of the spring, which to my knowledge has never happened before. And these are just signs of man-made chemical nutrients entering to the groundwater. And historically, these springs have been pristine, crystal clear water. The springs that we used to swim around in perfect clarity are now getting mucky, greenish-brown, and it is very, very alarming. It's alarming that it's happening so quickly, and it seems like it's literally right before our eyes. And yet the good thing about that is it's difficult to ignore. I suspect if the degradation of the water was happening at a slower pace, we would easily not notice. You know, people wouldn't be, their attention wouldn't be drawn to it so much. We would tend to take for granted that names like Crystal River were maybe just fanciful exaggerations instead of being a truthful description of how the river once was. So I think the fact that we're seeing evidence that we need to clean up our act around us is a blessing in disguise. Fortunately, we know, even when we see water degradation, we know that we're not helpless. And we each must do our very best to protect the water around us through our daily actions. Like, I like doing organic gardening because I know that it's keeping the dangerous chemicals out of the groundwater, which begins to affect everything. So we can take daily actions like organic gardening and protecting the water around us, making sure not to pollute it. And at the same time, being the wise children of God that we are, we know that we can bless the water. And for me, blessing something, blessing a situation, is one of the most effective and most practical ways to change the situation for the better. So today we'll do we'll be doing a meditation and a blessing to heal the waters of the world. Mary, do you have anything else you want to say before we go into this further?
No, I just I did want to say that, tell people a little bit about you, that you're an energy healer and that you and your husband Jack conduct dolphin research, dolphin communication research. And that you're a co-founder of Dolphin Discovery, some facilities in Mexico and the Caribbean where people can swim with dolphins in human care. And Donna's website, everybody, is speakdolphin.com. So, yeah, I'm excited you talked about Crystal River because that is such a beautiful place, and it really is an example of what's happening with some of the inland waters, which we often don't think about.
Right, right. I think our focus tends to first go to the oceans because, well, I guess that makes the news more often. And being dolphin and whale people, we tend to think of the oceans first. But, yes, definitely the groundwater right beneath our feet that, you know, bubbles up in springs and flows into streams and ponds and lakes and then rivers and the gulfs and bay, it's all connected. So, yeah. Mary, you brought up a good point. We should definitely mention the Global Water Healing website again, globalwaterhealing.org. And for anyone, for the information about the Cetacean Summit, the Dolphin and Whale Gathering next month in California, that's cetaceansummit.com. So back to blessing. As a powerful children of God, I think that blessing something allows us to use the divine power within our hearts and our minds to change the very fabric of the world around us. And blessings, which are a form of prayer, help us to engage with our higher self and engage with the heavenly realm to rewrite the script of whatever situation we see around us that we want to bless. And I think it helps raise our energy up. I've found for myself just doing a prayer or a blessing shifts my own energy so much that it puts me in a better place to receive guidance from Spirit and to, again, to rewrite that script of the situation around me. So let's see, what else do I want to tell you? I should mention that over the last 4 or 5 years, I've been doing an informal experiment using kinesiology and muscle testing to prove to people how when they do a blessing on something, say it's their cell phone or food in front of them, how they really literally change the energy in that food, which we can measure by using muscle testing or sometimes called energy testing. It's the general field known as kinesiology. So for example, I'll take somebody with their cell phone, muscle test them with their cell phone as a baseline and see that without their phone, they'll have a certain level of strength. You put their phone in their energy field, and you see that they're almost always, I would say like 98% of the time, a person goes weaker when they put their phone in their energy field. But then if we take that phone and just bless it, using different hand mudras we can use, or also just I found for almost everybody prayer, just asking in prayer for the energy of that substance to be changed, that it is changed instantly. And we can muscle test the person with their phone after the blessing and find that they are much stronger with their phone now. So instead of something having a lower vibration and maybe disrupting or draining your energy, you can bless it, and then you have the proof through kinesiology of how your body can respond to that substance now that its vibration is raised. So I love teaching that because it really it's like a practical down-to-earth tool for people to experience in their own bodies how prayer changes something, how blessing something changes the energy in it, so that it is more useful and effective tool for us, and it uplifts us instead of drains us. So anyhow, so that's what we'll be doing today in the meditation. A couple of other things about the meditation today. We will each be joining up with a dolphin partner, and a dolphin partner in the spirit realm, of course. And I would just say that having my 25-something years of working with dolphins, I'm super excited about this, and I know the dolphins are too, because this is what the dolphins have been gearing up for. This is what they've been planning for all along, is working together with humanity as teams, as partnerships, to clean up the oceans and to restore a healthy balance to the planet and to begin to manifest heaven on earth. So this is really exciting, because not only are we going to heal the waters of the world today and set that energy in motion on yet another level, but we're also going to be stepping into our role as partners in the human cetacean relationship in manifesting heaven on earth. So I would just say that this is all certainly in according with divine planning. Also, for today's meditation, we'll be using a very powerful tool that I've been blessed to use for years, and it's called the violet flame. Sometimes it's called the violet fire or the violet ray. And what that is, it's just a name of a particular frequency, a particular aspect of God that has been, we've been told, it's been given as a divine dispensation to humanity to use at this time. And what the violet flame is the combined energy of the divine masculine power of God and the divine feminine energies of love. So it said the blue ray of power of the divine masculine and the pink ray of love from the divine feminine are embedded together, enter our brain and down through our throat into our heart chakra, and we can access this violet flame, which is the very essence of Father, Mother, God. So can't be anything more powerful than that. The very essence of Father, Mother, God. And what all we have to do is invoke the violet flame in any situation to uplift and transform it. So as you might imagine, when you invoke the power and love of God, it's going to transform a situation. So we call that the violet flame, the violet ray, and I've had miraculous experiences over the last 20 years using this to shift energies in a situation. And I've been shown that the violet flame, the very essence of God, is a cosmic gift that human and dolphins together as teammates can use to transform life on the planet. So, and I think we'll be almost ready to start our meditation. One more thing I would like to point out is, according to Patricia Coder Robles, one of my favorite spiritual teachers, there was another divine dispensation given years ago to help us with this immense task of transforming life on earth and manifesting heaven on earth. And that dispensation was so that wherever any individual was engaging in an activity of light, we would have the assistance of 1,000 angels adding their power and their love and their prayer to our own prayer. So any one of us doing any activity of light immediately garners the support of 1,000 angels. Now, because of the geometric way that energy works, whenever two or more souls are gathered together, such as on this phone call today, wherever two or more souls are gathered together in an activity of light, we have 1,000 times 1,000. It's not 1,000 plus. It's because of the way octaves work. It's 1,000 times 1,000 angels, which makes the energy of a million angels assisting us in any activity of light that we come together to do. So just know that that level of heavenly support is surrounding us today as we begin our meditation and our prayer. All right, so I'm going to slow down because I've been talking really fast. I know some people might be on lunch breaks, and I want to be mindful of everyone's time, so I wanted to share that information with you quickly before we settle into our meditation. Oh, one other thing I would say is when we get to we're going to meet up with our dolphin partners in the meditation, and then we're also going to get to a part where we are saying a prayer decree for healing the waters, first for healing ourselves, and then healing the waters of the earth. And I'll say those one phrase at a time so that hopefully you can repeat after me out loud. If you're in a place where that doesn't seem appropriate, then I would just say, you know, just try to repeat it in your head. Okay, so I'll be going at that pace so that you can repeat each phrase. All right, Mary, I'm assuming you can still hear me and all is well?
Yeah, go ahead, Donna. It's all yours.
Okay. Oh, I see a helicopter is flying by. They must be wanting to get into this prayer. All right. Okay, so let's everyone make sure you're in a comfortable position. And if you need to prop yourself up with a pillow or a blanket or something else, go ahead and let's just get comfy. And notice if you need to loosen any clothing so that your body will be relaxed. And let us begin to focus on our breath. Take a long, slow, deep breath to fill our lungs, expanding and stretching our lungs so that the oxygen reaches into any areas of tension in our bodies. Take another breath. We feel tension melting away, and our bodies are relaxing. And then one more breath as we begin, slowly expanding and stretching our lungs until they're very full, and holding it for a count of four, and exhale. Let our lungs set a comfortable rhythm now, knowing that with each breath, we become more relaxed and tuned in, and we turn our attention to our hearts. We notice our heart's beating rhythm and feel that pulse throughout your body. And now let's send that heart energy upward, upward to acknowledge our connection with the universe. Stretching up, up, and we encircle the sun with our heart as an anchor point for the universe. We express our love and our gratitude to the sun and moon and the entire heaven. We feel safe in our connection to the cosmos. We know that we are loved beyond our comprehension. And we feel the warmth of this love, this heavenly love, overflowing in our hearts. And we feel this love expanding our hearts. We know that we are 100% protected and divinely guided for this activity of light. We turn our attention back towards the earth, and we carry this love back with us as we dive down, bringing our attention back to our own physical heart. On the next in-breath, we dive down. With our expanded heart energy, we dive down to the heart of the earth, to the very center of the earth. And we begin to focus our attention on this place at the center of the earth. We realize it's a beautiful cave. And we're floating in the pure, clear water inside of this cave. It's the perfect temperature. It feels delightful on our skin. It's very relaxing, very peaceful, floating here in the heart of the earth. And we notice now that there are big crystals all around us in the walls of this cave. There's giant crystals pulsing with powerful energy. And there's millions upon millions of smaller crystals covering stalactites hanging down from the ceiling and embedded in the walls. There's rose quartz and amethyst and the yellow citrine, and all other colors are reflected here, sparkling and radiant. This is the heart of the earth. And we tell Mother Earth how much we love her, how grateful we are to be here and to be a part of her. We send great waves of our heart energy into this cave at the heart of the earth. And we feel now the exquisite love of Mother Earth flowing back to us in great gratitude for our acknowledging her and for being here today together to bless the water. It is the love of Mother God, the Divine Feminine, that is flowing through the heart of Mother Earth. It's flowing into our hearts. It feels wonderful. The divine feminine aspects of love flowing through the heart of the earth right into our own hearts. And we feel our hearts expand even more. There's something happening now. We can sense an increasing level of excitement. There's a buzzing, a high-pitched squeal. We hear squeaks and clicking. It's a large pod of dolphins coming to us. They're beautiful, and they're spiraling around each other, and we can feel their excitement. They're so happy to see us. They know that we've come to begin our sacred work together, just as we agreed to before we came into these physical forms. And we are filled with joy. We are filled with joy to be here in the heart of the earth with our dolphin partners. We can feel their immense love for us. and the pod spreads out, and each dolphin finds the human it has chosen to work with. Your dolphin is coming to you now. Look closely at this dolphin. Notice the marking on its face and body. We realize we recognize these beautiful souls. We've been together before. We wrap our arms around this beautiful friend, giving them a great big hug, and we feel our hearts are merging with our dolphin partner. We surrender to this love, and our hearts expand even more. It's time to get started now. We have a mission to fulfill. We've come to heal the water. Our dolphin partners remind us that they have a very special tool to help us, the violet flame, the cosmic ray of transmutation. It's the perfect blend of divine masculine and the divine feminine aspects of God. It transforms and uplifts everything into a higher expression of the divine. It is our duty and our great privilege to invoke the violet flame, and so we call it forth. We say these words together, and you can repeat after me. Mighty I Am Presence Bright, we call forth your gift of light. We invoke the violet ray to transform us all this very day. We see the violet rays beaming out from the heart of the earth now. It's the most beautiful purple light we have ever seen. Notice the wavy, undulating light beams holding infinite colors of purple. From the very softest lavenders to warm fuchsia purples, all the way through to the deep midnight blue purples. Each of these purple colors shimmers a golden, silvery, opalescent overtones. And these resplendent colors are a feast for our eyes, and we are mesmerized by the glory of God. The violet flame and these resplendent colors are washing over us and our dolphin partner. You can notice the effects in your body. Every cell of our body is vibrating at a very high rate now. Our cells feel happy. We feel lighter and brighter. Our old patterns of limiting thoughts are simply gone, and we notice how clean we feel. We feel purified, and our dolphin partners feel it too. Today Together we rejoice for this glorious gift. This is our birthright. A message comes to us now. We are now given the words to heal the waters of the world. Together with our dolphin partners, we repeat these words out loud. And you can repeat after me after each phrase. We are one with the violet flame. Now fully manifest in human and dolphin form. To serve the cause of light. To manifest heaven on earth. We invoke the violet ray to heal and transform all water on earth. Every underground spring, every tranquil pond and lake, every flowing stream, every river, large and small, every gulf and every bay, every sea and every ocean, every cloud and every raindrop, every iceberg and glacier, every particle of water in every life form on earth is now bathed in holy light. And uplifted in divine perfection. And so it is. We feel a deep sense of fulfillment and joy, and the dolphins are singing their songs. And Mother Earth is rejoicing too. And with a deep sense of success and contentment, we now take a couple of minutes to listen peacefully for any personal messages that the dolphins or the angelic realm or the company of heaven have for us in this sacred time and space. We'll take 2 minutes now to listen for our own personal messages.
The human dolphin teams are coming back together now to form a closing circle. We're each holding hands, hand in pectoral fin, with our dolphin partners as we form a giant circle surrounding the earth. Human dolphin, with the angelic realm and the heavenly host thrown in also, all forming a circle. And we feel our hearts united as one love. It's God's love. We humbly ask Spirit now to send us a sign this week, a positive sign, an unmistakable sign, that our combined love here today has brought about a great healing for all water. And we ask our beloved dolphin partner to swim into our expanded heart center, in recognition that we are indeed one love. We thank Mother Earth . We thank the dolphins and the entire cetacean nation. And we thank Spirit and the entire company of heaven. We feel complete and peaceful and empowered with the knowledge that we are now the vessels of the violet flame. And that wherever we go, we and our dolphin partners will be a healing and transforming force for manifesting heaven on earth. And we slowly turn our attention back to our physical beating heart. And we float peacefully back into our bodies, knowing that all is well. We smile. All is well. Aho, and so it is.
Thank you, Donna. That was
you're welcome. Thank you.
That was really amazing. While people are kind of coming back into their bodies and wiggling their toes and stretching and kind of moving around to get back, I'm wondering if you could give us those four lines again that you said to invoke the violet flame. You started with mighty something.
Right. You know what, I should send that, maybe we can post that up on the Global Water Healing site so that people can have that prayer.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be cool.
I'll send it in writing to Linda and David. I guess David is the one who's, God bless you, David, for keeping our site up and running.
Yeah.
So the words to that first part of the prayer is, Mighty I Am, Presence Bright, we call forth your gift of light. We invoke the violet ray to transform us all this very day.
Okay. Perfect.
And then the rest of the prayer, too, for healing all the water on the earth. And I would just say that this spirit gave me this prayer a year ago when I was preparing to lead the same global water healing meditation in August of 2014. And I was so grateful for the way that spirit just gave me this prayer to use, because the violet flame is very dear to my heart. And I do see this as an important part of our partnership with the dolphins, to take up this kind of work for the earth. But also, in the year since then, I've had the opportunity to do this prayer whenever I've found myself in a place with water and it's drawn to my attention to do a water blessing. So I've done it many, many times in my own pool, knowing that that water energy connects out to all water on earth and also blesses the very pool that I enjoy swimming in. And I've done it in every cave with spring water, which are quite a few in Mexico that I go into a lot, the cenotes, the caves where you can swim in the crystal clear spring water. And anyhow, so I love going into those caves because it really, you can feel being in the heart of the earth there and blessing the water in there, and you can feel how it ripples out to all the water in the world. So, and in with kayaking with family in Crystal River and being on some of the springs and swimming with the dolphins in Mexico, always just keep doing this prayer to bless the water. And I love, you know, that the more we do a prayer or tap into the energy of this group here together now and when we did this together a year ago, that energy just keeps building and expanding and becoming more and more magnified each time we use that prayer or that energy. So anyhow, as you can hear in my voice, I'm deeply humbled and just so empowered with knowing that we have these incredible tools with our consciousness and our mind to really uplift the world around us.
Wow.